听力课堂，听 class.com。
好 ，by 没问题，通过方式，对对 ，re OK， 怎么设计呢？它是指那个 device 的方式，通过 introduce 引进，对的，引进什么？一些问题 ，which were not based on， 不基于什么 ？specifically， 特别的什么？专业化的知识。对了 ，scholastically 就是专业化的，太学术味道浓的一些问题。就说白了，这是我们应试一种方向问题 ，right? Go on. This intelligence test is an attempt to assess the general ability of any child. 好了，它的目的 to assess, judge, 评估的意思就叫 assess, judge 的意思，判断一个学生的什么能力呢 ？General ability， 什么？综合能力。好了，下面看一下。那个 to 放到这儿了，本来还是应该跟 ability 吧，对吧 ？OK， 把它呢中间断开 ，of any child 什么能力呢 ？To think， 思维，对不对 ？Number two， reason， 动词啊 ，reason 不是名词，推理 ，re reason 叫推理。Number three， judge， 判断。Number four， analyze， 分析。Number five， synthesize。对了，综合能力。好 ，listen， these five stages are just random or selectively very carefully chosen。这五个阶段，你觉得是一种 random， 是随意性强，还是说有一种特定的设计？我认为是有点 progressive， 什么感觉 ？progressive， means。Right, 叫递进啊，就说哎，它总有一种逐渐循序渐进过程。For example 啊，我们举个例子，你看一下啊，就是稍微的解释清楚。Right, OK. For example, to Newton. Right, OK. Newton established the theory of what? Gravity. You know gravity? 重力引力定律啊。Right, OK 啊 ，gravity 重力。好，那么比如说他首先怎么 ？For example.He was walking in the forest by the road. I don't know where he is, right? Okay, 假设吧。Now, he really suddenly saw apple is falling down. 对不对 ？Right? Okay. Then, probably, he sank. 为什么？他要思想，想啊。如果他不是一个 subman, 他不是一个 foolish man, 对吧？就有思想的。Okay, why it 什么 fell down? Why?那么好，这就是他的什么一种思想能力，对不对 ？OK， 那么这就是想 why 了，对吗 ？Number two， 既然是这样，那肯定叫什么 reason？ 那么推理啊 ，For example， many reasons， 道理很多啊。For example， maybe 什么 is blown away by wind， 可能风把它刮下来 ，but no wind， 没有风啊，把它推倒，或者什么 someone threw down， 扔掉 ，no person。above， 那么第三种可能想 ，maybe something attracts it， 对吧？但是这个结论我们现在是吧 ？Ray 可能吸引它。好了，那么这第二阶段就要去推理。Number three， 从这诸多的选择里要什么？要 judge， 对吧？要判断出来一个。那么好，判断就是说哪个是符合事实的。那么第四个 Ray 叫什么 ？Analyze， 什么 analyze 啊？分析一下 ，Ray。OK， 既然强调。好，你了解了，比如说你一定知道了 something attract， 对不对？又吸引他，那么就要去判断，就要分析啊，为什么会吸引他，而进一步从这个什么本身的理由去推断，那么最后可能怎么？比如说这个叫 synthesize， 什么意思啊？哎，综合起来，那么综合就把所有的什么 parts 或者叫什么random parts 那些段子吗 piece together， 综合起来形成一个系统的什么？Theory of gravity， 重力叫地球引力定律 ，right？ OK， 好了，叫 theory 或叫 law of gravity law。所以我们说它有一个循序渐进的过程，懂吗？所以呢，我们说作为一个儿童，可能要逐渐循序渐进这个能力 ，right？ Think, reason, judge, analyze and synthesize。好了，那么请看，通过什么方法来测试他的能力呢 ？By presenting him with the situations， 提供什么？场景 situation， 那么这就更侧重什么知识呢 ？practical， 对吧？实际动手能力 ，right？ 好，什么场景呢 ？Both verbal and practical， 看到没有 ？Both verbal 吧。好，这两个词修饰哪个 ？Situation， 这叫后置定语句，后置定语词，连缀词 ，listen， 连缀啊，就是说两个以上，如果做名词修饰可以句号，两个以上。For example， 举个例子啊，我们说穷人富人都应平等 ，How to say？ People。然后呢穷 poor or rich 什么 should be equal 会了吧好那么国不论大小一律平等换一个词 nations right 然后呢一样吧换个词 big or small 然后呢 should be equal 一样吧看到没有就是说连缀词就可以做后定 right OK 好那么就是说什么样的一种测试呢场景呢既有什么 verbal 口头表达 right no verbal 文字表达还有呢 practical 实用性的那么文字表达说白了什么东西啊 bookish 对不对书面知识因为你能用你的真正的笔记把它写下来 right 对不对比如说做数学题那么 practical 什么意思啊 with your什么 hands 动手能力嘛 right 哎把这个组装起来比如说等等的啊这样子好怎么样呢 which are within his range of competence and understanding 好了最后做题而这些所有的场景都什么 within his range 都在什么其范围之内什么的范围呢 competence 能力以及呢理解范围对了就是说不我们经常开玩笑 right 啊我们这个大纲都符合什么现在的什么学生的要求 right OK 不超出什么大纲 right 就这意思不超出他所实际达到的一种思维的界限 OK that's all so 这是我们强调的最可能科学一种智力测试 so nowadays probably you will think of something else for example many Chinese students Chinese high school students every year will be sent to Olympic contest right OK in 什么 physics in chemistry in 什么biology I don't know right OK in math then sometimes a Chinese student are poor in what right in practical but very strong in verbal yes right so that is probably Chinese education lay much emphasis on verbal instead of practicalBut the foreign students, for example, Americans or maybe Germans or Japanese, maybe Japanese, I don't know, right? Okay. They put much stress on 什么? Practical. They know how to make a thing, but don't know how to analyze, how to what? Explain. But Chinese students are strong in this point. So this is, sometimes we say, 叫什么? Complementary. Complementary? 互补, right? What do you think? Which one is better? Right?Very interesting. Some Chinese students, if they go to America, they can use English very good, very well. For example, it works very well. They can write it very good articles. They even can what? Can listen, but they cannot talk. That's the only point. Sometimes I met an American president, you know, president? 大学校长, right, the person. He told me, Chinese students are good at marks, very high score, GRE and TOEFL, GRE,2300 and TOEFL 660 基本就是 full mark very strong mark 非常具有竞争的 competitive but only very poor in speaking in talking sometimes I just want to communicate but no way he doesn't understand he always records my voice and then after class he what collect all the information from the tape so that's a very bad way little by littleHis ability will be what? Degenerated 就下降了 Right? Okay, it will slow down So it's very, not very good way But actually, we have to make money You have to get scholarship So the mark is the only criteria to get money Right? Okay, so very interesting An Indian student was very angry when he first arrived in America Because he saw a Chinese student Okay, who, what? Got very high scholarship $30,000 one year. He only got half. So he was very angry. He directly went to the dean and questioned. Do you know question? 质问道 questioned. Okay, why didn't you give me that so much money? Okay, the headmaster, the dean said, because he got better mark than you. The student, very not very satisfied. He said, but I can speak very fluent than he is. Right? Okay, I can talk with you so freely, but he cannot. Okay, 但我和你交流多么好，但他不能交流，他说那唯一的标准 mark， 所以呢，他得到钱可能多一半，所以这个问题，这个时候我们看到就存在一个问题， you know how to write， but you don't know how to communicate， 只会什么，可能是一些啊实用能力，实用能力稍微差一点，这可能有我们的什么这种什么 education orientation 的关系。Right? 所以呢我们说参加那个物理什么啊那个奥林匹克竞赛，同样道理，他们的这个分数 very high， 很高啊，可以达到98分，而这个呢 very poor， 但是综合起来 very high， 因为那老外呢两个都不高 right OK， 所以呢尽管这个强一点还不行，所以我们可以达什么 gold medal， 对吧，金牌奖章 right， 但是说白了这个是比较弱， that's a case， 这是事实，所以我们通过这个啊就可以看一下这是一种教育方向问题。所以我们谈到那西方的教育呢，它强调什么free talk， if you have question you can raise your hand and directly question the teacher， yes it's not you right but I'm right， you can question me， but in China if the teacher says okay do you have any questions no right then after class or she or he will directly come to me and say okay teacher I have a problem here would you please explain a little right， this is really the fault lying with the education not the person's faultRight, that's it. So I cannot say which one is right. Probably we have to compliment. Did it compliment? 哎，弥补一下 compliment. Right? 啊，就是说综合一下 compliment. So I don't know which way is better, but actually we have to follow the way all through. Right? No way out. Right? Okay, thank you. 好了，所以呢，这个谈了一个教育的问题啊，所以我们可能有一点感受。好了，这个文章呢，从句型而言有一点难度啊，就是有它的。经典难度在里面 OK， 所以我们做一个重点来记忆好吗，一些难点，好，我们注意一下第一段呢，作为重点好吗，第一段就是一句话来处理怎么样处理这个句型 OK， 好，下面继续看，我们强调一下第二段呢，什么能力非常重要的第四句话 ability to solve puzzles and problems of various kinds， 好了，下面一句 have taken， 注意一下，另外下面 it will allow us，这种结构我们熟悉一下好吗， It will allow us， 下面第一 OK 第一行第七行第八行 This became of particular importance， 好，这个结构注意一下，它表示细表结构叫 of 结构 right OK， 好，下个词 grammar score 了解一下，好 next one became available， 第十行 became available to， 面向谁就是 available to somebody right， 那么前面一定谁，前面是 something，懂吗，把谁提供给谁，如果呢，如果人在前后面有什么介词 for 了，哎，你有空干什么， are you available for something， understand OK， 好，下面继续看 11 plus， 这注意一下 11 plus， 超过11岁叫 11 plus， 那么好，下面重要词叫 were felt to be heavily weighted in favor of 什么什么 right OK， 好了，这一句作为重点 OK， that's all， 另外三个词组要注意，一个叫什么Highly academic， 找到没有？第十五行 ，highly academic。那么换说法叫 academically biased。那么第三种说法在第十八行 ，scholastically acquired， 找到吧？第十八行，也就是说学术未浓的三种说法 ，understand？ OK， 好了，三种啊，就是你自己表达可以用三种任何一种。那么最后。要注意那个能力问题，什么能力？五个阶段，第一个 think, reason, judge, analyze, and synthesize. Okay, that's all. That's all you want to know, and you should know. Okay, yes.